Hello everyone and welcome. Today is October the 14th, 2020, and this is our Spiritual Laws of Nature call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today as he shares his Spiritual Law of Nature. Today, before we hear from Alex, though, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the custom codes or custom trilogies. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. So today what we want to do is hopefully most of you have been able to listen to the Spiritual Law of Nature that Alex posted this week, which was choosing between grace and mercy. And if you have any comments or questions about that teaching, please press star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to unmute your line so you can interact with Alex. So I think that's the topic for this week. Is that right, Alex?
That is correct. Thank you, Johanna. And welcome, everybody, wherever you are in the world, whenever you're listening to this. Yes, this week the spiritual law was mercy versus grace. And just to give you a little teaser, sort of, so hopefully you'll watch the entire YouTube video to get all the details and the how to do it in your own life. But the teaser would be, and almost everything in our life boils down to whether we believe we're a good person or a bad person. Or maybe that's in the middle. I'm not good or bad, in the middle. But that doesn't usually work either, because we want to be a good person. We want to think of ourselves as a good person. And I would say, you know, the people that I've worked with over 30-plus years, way over 90% of them, this has to be one of their top 1, 2, or 3 issues, is how they feel about themselves, their own identity. And that's what we're talking about, is what is your identity? And whatever the identity is you have for yourself really determines almost everything. And it boils down to the very, very simple 5-year-old, am I good or am I bad? Now, the problem is that for most of us, we are programmed to think that we're bad or that we're not good enough and don't measure up. So therefore, we have an identity of I'm bad or I'm not good enough, which then leads to the negative side of things. Well, what if that was never true in the first place? Okay, what if that's a lie? What if that's a deception? Well, that's exactly what I believe is the truth and has happened, is that we're believing a lie, and that every one of us can live in a place pretty much day in, day out, where we not only believe, but we know I am good. My identity is positive. And I know for the first 27, 28 years of my life, I lived anything but that. I never felt that way, except for maybe a few weekends when some, you know, special retreat or something happened and I sort of, you know, turned my life around or made a new vow or something like that. But then in a few days, everything would be back to the way it had been, which was, you know, I act like a good person on the outside, but on the inside, I feel like I'm not good enough, or even I'm downright bad if I've just done something I believe is wrong, okay? I do think I made a mistake in one of the YouTube videos with the analogy I used about the judge, okay? In the analogy, someone comes in who's convicted of speeding, and they've got them on radar, they've got evidence, they know they were speeding, and the person doesn't even deny, they admit they were speeding. Well, the mercy, if the judge is operating in mercy, he will declare that person guilty no matter what. So even if you get mercy and the judge doesn't charge you the $100 because it's the first offense or whatever, he still bangs that gavel and says guilty. And The problem with that is, okay, then that becomes part of my identity. That becomes part of who I believe I am. I'm guilty. I'm bad. I'm not good enough. That's usually the domino effect of that. Where on the grace side, with the judge analogy, if the judge is acting in grace, he actually bangs the gavel and says, not guilty. You are innocent. Okay? And that is a totally different internal identity and feeling about myself, emotions, hormones in my body, and then health long term. Okay? So that's the big issue here is internally, are you guilty or not guilty? Do you feel guilty or not guilty? And we can't just make up something because it has to be in justice. All right? So that's the rub, is that everyone would choose grace, but you have to have justice with grace, which means that the grace has to be paid for by somebody. All right? So if it's not paid for by somebody, then it's not really grace, it's just mercy, which means I'm still guilty, still feel bad about myself, or not as good as I could feel if I was a better person, etc. All right? But when you live in grace, you can know and believe, I am innocent, I'm a good person, my identity is positive, and you have the thoughts, feelings, et cetera, that go with that. And that is one really good diagnostic to see which of these you're living in, is ask yourself, do I believe I'm a good person or a bad person? And if it's in the middle, okay, do I believe I'm 50% good, 70% good, 80% good? Just internal gut level, what do I feel about me? And am I good enough to call myself a good person, or do I fall short of that? And even if I act like a good person, try to present that image, I really don't feel that, okay? So it has to be a real grace, meaning that the justice is paid for, all right? And that's what we discuss on the YouTube. But most people in their life either live under grace, but still believe they're not good enough because their mind is in the do good, do bad, get bad system, or they live under mercy and not grace, and they live there pretty much completely, okay? And that's a huge tragedy to me because if you live in grace and that's where your mind and heart is too, it makes an absolutely monumental difference to your life, your health, your success, your relationships, everything. It's in the top one, two, or three of what determines everything in your life. I believe if you want to live in grace, watch the YouTube video, and I'll explain how you do that and everything. But it basically comes down to no matter what happens in your life, no matter how you are wronged, no matter what doesn't happen that you really wanted to happen, basically no matter what, your attitude, your actions, even internally, your thoughts and feelings come down to, I choose to love ... anyway. Okay? That's it. And the secret to being able to do that is humility. People who feel inferior have a very difficult time. People who feel superior have a very difficult time. So if you're struggling in this area, you're almost certainly not believing the truth about yourself, which is my definition for humility. So that's kind of the overview of this week, and I would absolutely say this is one of the most important spiritual laws of all of them. And I've seen people who changed this one aspect. They just focused on this one thing and changed it in their life. And in a matter of 3 weeks, they said their life was totally turned around from very negative to very positive. Just mind-boggling. But some of you may have to clean up some stuff before you are able to make that choice. You're so full of lies and errors, et cetera. So we've got the tools to help you with that, too. So that's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thank you, Alex. So if any of you would like to comment or you have any questions regarding this, raise your hand. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. And we do encourage you to go on to YouTube and look at the full teaching. It's really awesome. And let me see. If you are online, you can type in a question, and I can read that for Alex to address. Okay, we have one hand up, and your number ends in 1664 from California. I think it's Glenn.
It is I. Hi, Johanna. Hi, Dr. Alex.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing today?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks. So as I was listening to you speak, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I try every day to be a good person, and I've done a lot of healing work on myself, and I continue to it seems that the bulk of the issues, I think when we do this work, you know, we go through a few years or more of dealing with our big, big issues, and then a little bit further down the line, we kind of start doing the tweaking it a little bit. So I thought to myself,
right.
Okay, well, try to be a good person. I would say I'm a 9. I wouldn't say I'm a 10 because there's always room for improvement, and there's always God's grace working on me. There's always stuff that I need to work on that I don't. But am I a 9 now? If I say I'm a 9, does that mean that I got ego, or does that mean I got an exalted sense of myself? Or, you know, I want to tell the truth, but I don't want to be an ego, but I want to be honest with myself. So I kind of get that little struggle there of telling the truth and ego. What's your take on that?
Yeah, great question, Glenn. And here's what I would say, okay? The truth always points the way to love, and love always points the way to the truth. Lies and deception always point the way to fear, and fear always points the way to lies and deception, all right? So as far as I'm concerned, whatever the truth is, man, let the chips fall where they may, and let me deal with that as best as I can in love. But from what I believe, Glenn, I believe I'm a 10 out of 10, not a 9 out of 10, and I'm a 10 out of 10 not because I'm a good person as far as what I do and don't do. I'm a 10 out of 10 because all of my mess-ups are already prepaid for. So the mess-up I have today, it's already paid for. Mess-up I have in 10 years, it's already paid for, as well as everyone I have ever done in my life. So I believe in the eyes of God, in the eyes of love, I am innocent as if I've never done anything wrong in my life. And that is the marvel, that is the thing about grace, that even when you think about it for years and years and years and years and years, it's still almost impossible to wrap your head around it, because it just doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense in this case because someone paid the justice price for all of my errors and mistakes, all right? And just like buying a hammer at the hardware store, you don't have to pay for it twice, and the hammer belongs to whoever paid for it. Well, I didn't pay for my mess-ups, okay? They were paid for by love. They were paid for by God, all right? So that is not an arrogant thing for me. It is a place of gratitude and thankfulness. And many days, Glenn, and many times during the day sometimes, I think about this and think, oh, my goodness, that just can't be. That doesn't make – I remember doing bad things. I remember messing up. But under the grace paradigm, that doesn't matter. That's all been taken care of, and not just for me, for anyone who's willing to accept it. That's what love is. That's the essence of love, and that's the love anyway. No matter what you do, you can't stop me from loving you. And Viktor Frankl discovered that in the Holocaust, and said it was he exercised the last of human freedoms, the right to choose what his attitude and internal state would be, regardless of his circumstances. And he said those prison guards could beat me, they could spit on me, they could call me names, they could say lies about me, but they could not get to that. And that is the knowledge, the truth, the belief in my heart that I'm living in the grace system, and I believe that is the truth, not just a belief, and that all of my negative has already been paid for, and that's not just cheap grace, it's paid for grace. And so it's not an arrogant thing, it's simply the truth to say, now I don't feel like a 10 out of 10, Glenn. I don't feel that way all the time. In fact, I might say there's a lot of the time I don't feel that way, but I know it and believe it. So does that make any sense?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you choked me up when you said that example of the guard. You could beat that, but they can't beat the love out of you. They can,
yeah.
They can beat his body. They can beat the love out of you. That's beautiful.
And you know, Glenn, if that's true of me, if my price has been paid for all my mess ups because I'm loved so much, then the natural response is gratitude and thankfulness, not guilt and I can't, oh, I'm so stupid, I messed up again. No, it's realization. Somebody loved me so much, they already paid for that. And wow, somebody loves me that much. I'm loved that much. I must be worth something.
Wow. Wow. That's powerful. Now, here's the question.
Okay.
Those of us who don't share the Christian tradition, I'm sure you're talking about the Christian tradition of, you know, Jesus dying on the cross and, you know, he sends the blood and all that. For some of us, that's not our tradition. Does that mean that God, in whatever tradition you are in, did that and has that opening and has that love for you?
Well, first of all, I don't call myself a Christian, okay? You ask 100 people what the word Christian means, and you'll get at least 50 different answers, maybe more, all right? And a lot of those answers are things that I would vow and declare in the Supreme Court, I do not believe that. That is not me, all right? So, first of all, I do not call myself a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus, plain and simple. And Jesus was asked, is there a most important thing in all of life, in all the rules, in all the laws, in everything, is there a most important thing above everything else? And he said, yes, absolutely, it's love, and if you do that, you've done it all right? And ancient manuscripts say that God is love, which is very different from Alex, who tries to love. I try to love, and I've got some love in me, but I'm not love. It says God is love. So if that messes you up, God or Jesus, start with love. And yes, I believe love paid the price for me, for you, for everyone, all right? So just start with love and then just keep going in love and see where that takes you. But yeah, I'm a follower of Jesus. Jesus, I believe, in the entire history of the world, was the king of love. I mean, he's the greatest love character in the entire history of civilization. And we know now today that even your brain is wired that way. A coincidence? Well, not to me. You can make up your own mind.
That makes it very, very clear. Very clear, Dr. Alex. Thank you so much. I got it.
I love you. You keep doing the good work out there in California.
Will do, Doctor. Love you, too. Love you, too, Johanna.
Thank you, Glenn. All right. If anyone else has any comments or questions regarding Alex's teaching, go ahead and raise your hand. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. If you're online, you can type in your question, and I'll read that to Alex as well.
Johanna, before we leave, I have a request. Can I make a request?
Of course.
I'd like to hear your 2 cents on this issue, mercy versus grace. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry. I muted myself. Oh, that's a big one, but I guess simply I have to say that I agree with everything that you've shared on it. Regarding the love, you know, I do believe that with all my heart, the same as you, that God is love. And if we can truly seek to live in that love the way God really wired us all to, that we will be able to choose that grace, then. And that's how I live. I'm the same as you as far as I'm very reluctant to say I'm a Christian because for the same reasons as you, but I am definitely a follower of Jesus. I'm a follower of love, and love is what won me over when I was very, very young, real love. It's a big subject, but I just have to say I totally endorse and agree with everything that you're sharing on it. And yeah, it's really simple. It doesn't make sense in our conscious mind because of the way we've, you know, grown up to believe what to do, what not to do. But just in our hearts, I think everyone feels it's true. Everything, I think there's that thing in our heart that just tells us, you know, it is true. But, you know, you just have to push through that and grab that truth. And choose not to believe the lies. And I think that then more and more you will come into that awareness and experience more and more of that truth and see where that leads. I don't know if that helps.
Cool. Yes. Thank you.
All right. I don't see any other hands up at this point, Alex. So,
okay.
Well,
everybody remember, you can send your question in. You don't have to be here. We'll answer it. Post the recording, and you can listen to your answer. And again, the main reason we're doing this is let's start talking more about things that really matter. Get up the courage this week to talk about your spouse or significant other or parent or child or brother or sister or colleague or a stranger about some of these big issues of life. Hey, I've been thinking about this. What do you think? In a very non-judgmental, open, let's just discuss kind of way. And I think if we start in love discussing these big questions of life, big questions of spirituality, it's going to lead us to a better and better place the more that we do. So that's it. Love you all. Love you, Johanna. Thank you.
Love you too, Alex. God bless. And God bless everyone. Thank you for participating, whether you're listening to the video, through the audio or online live. Please give us your feedback@thehealingcodes.com. We would love to hear from you. And come back again next week. God bless.